As I was about to say, we have several refugee camps around the area. You may not be familiar with a refugee camp. A refugee is a person that was moved from his home area into another area because of, usually over here, it's because of military, different military operations that were run in the area. We also have Chuhoy reservations or camps, Chuhoy camps. This is camps where people have given themselves up who were VC at one time. They have since given themselves up, and they are promised a home and electricity and stuff like this if they do give themselves up. So we have Chuhoy reservations or camps also. Over here, most of the time, the Chuhoys are much richer than the refugees, so all of our work is centered around the refugees most of the time. Well, I guess you all had a big time when you went to San Angelo for K&I shower in San Angelo. I'm sure that you didn't have a dull moment the whole time you were gone. I hope you did have a real good time. It looks like some of the pictures that I've gotten that did all right. As I've told you before, it's not material satisfaction that I'm looking for, but just the thought from the people is all I care about. I hope that Kay's father's getting a little better. He was having a pretty hard time, I guess, there for a while. I guess y'all are getting to make several trips up to Ute. I hope that you can, wish you could make a trip every week. And you spend about 5 days up there every week, you wouldn't have to work too much, would you, Daddy? I know I'm looking forward to, and I hope you all are, to my return and spending a little time maybe up in Colorado or up in New Mexico, up in the mountains. It's the temperature over here reaches about 104, 105 every day, and some days it's been known to get 120 degrees out on the runway. It's like that just about every day now, and in the late afternoons, because the temperature is so hot, the clouds build up over in the west and start over this way, and usually by the time they get over to us, well, they've dissipated. But it usually does make our late afternoons a little cooler with the cloud cover. So whenever I get back and the temperature gets up to 100 degrees at home, I may freeze to death. But I am looking forward to getting up into the mountains and being with all of you folks and just living it up for a while. I hope Kay can come to Friona after school's out and spend maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks with all. And I know she'll enjoy it, and I'm sure it'll help pass the time away much faster for Kay. And that's what I'm most interested in, is passing her time fast, because I can pass my time fast enough, I feel, by keeping busy over here. And I just want to make sure that she is kept busy, and I'm sure that she would if she came to Friona and spent the time with y'all. I've sent another order in to Paysex, so that makes four orders I've sent in to Paysex. You should be receiving some of that stuff very shortly, and be sure and drop me a line whenever you do hear if you've gotten any of that stuff. I've got package of slides coming back, should be back any day now, and I'll be sending those to Kay, and I'm sure she'll forward them on to you all. I'll ask her if she will. Maybe she will. And most of them are of us in Hawaii, and then a couple of trips into Way. I'll label those on a piece of paper where it should be no problem identifying those pictures that I took in Way and a couple of the orphanages, and one of my little girlfriend that I'm going to adopt and bring home. How does that sound? They really do have some cute kids over here. I received your package, your little cake, and another package can't remember what all was in it, the cashew nuts and some other stuff. It was all the cookies. And I really did like the cookies. They don't last too long. It seems like you take them out one night and you don't have any more the next morning, but they sure were good while they lasted. Be sure and tell Janet and Clyde. I'm sure that they'll probably listen to this tape before it's sent back. So, Janet and Clyde, I want you to know that even though I don't write you too faithfully, I'm thinking about you and all the wonderful times that you've given me and the kids. I can't help but have fond memories of the good times that I've spent with your kids every time I go out and play around with the kids over here. So let me hear when you get a chance, and I do think about you every day, and I'm praying that the good Lord will see fit that I'm returned back to you all, which I'm sure that it will happen, and we'll have some more good times together. And Granny and Lucy and all you good folks, I'm thinking about you every day. I thank God every night now, especially now, for his oversight over these past 10 months. As we all know, it could never have happened without God's help. And I'm especially thankful now that you might say that I am in the back lines. I'm not on the front lines anymore. It just makes me real thankful to God that he did allow me to come out on top over these past 10 months. So looks like the tape's about out. I couldn't be any more thankful for the support that I've been given from all you folks in Friona, especially you, Mother and Daddy, for everything that you've done. I'm especially proud of you all. I couldn't be any prouder of any folks in the whole world. I am the luckiest person in the world. And I don't know, God just seems to watch out for me sometimes, or all the time, you could say. And I sure don't have any complaints. I just don't know how to put my words sometimes whenever I'm trying to thank God for everything that he has given me. Because he has just watched out for me in everything that I do. And ever since I was born, I guess. So I'll sign off for now, and I love each and every one of you, and I'm looking forward to really getting back with all of you. So goodbye for now, and old Bud's thinking about all of you.